Good afternoon to everybody. Welcome to Choral Arts 2011. Identity, inspiration, innovation. I'm so pleased that you all chose to come and spend this lovely spring afternoon with us. And I'm very excited about what I'm sure will be a lively discussion of the state of the choral arts in New England. Do I need a microphone? Choral Arts New England, as many of you know, began its life as the Alfred Nash Patterson Foundation for the Choral Arts, a grant-making fund dedicated to the memory of Alfred Nash Patterson, universally known as Bud, and organized by a group of devoted friends and followers after Bud's death in 1979. Bud Patterson was perhaps the major driving force in the development of choral singing in Boston and throughout New England in the second half of last century. His brilliance as a conductor, interpreter, and champion of choral music was legendary, and his charisma and passion elevated countless individuals from mere choristers to serious musicians dedicated to preserving and advancing the art of choral performance. One of those choristers was a man named Robert Leach. Like me, perhaps many of you, he was not a musical celebrity or a mover and shaker, but a choral singer. He performed under Bud Patterson in Worcester in the 1960s and 70s and became close friends with him. We choral singers are a humble lot. We practice our art not by developing our individual instruments and personal interpretations, but by blending in. By submitting ourselves to that mysterious and wonderful entity known as ensemble, which requires us to listen as well as to produce, and to commit ourselves to a communal exploration of a composer's vision, guided by a conductor in whom we invest our trust completely. We find satisfaction in doing our bit for the sake of the music, the whole of which is always much, much greater than the parts. The founders of Alfred Nash Patterson Fund were, and are, mostly people like Robert Leach, who did their bit, and together raised an endowment that, amazingly, has awarded a total of more than $209,000 in Alfred Nash Patterson grants to choral organizations throughout New England since 1985. Today's event is made possible by a bequest from Robert Leach. Choral Arts New England, while not fundamentally a fundraising organization, does rely on such gifts, both for the maintenance and growth of our endowment and for our daily operations. Most choral singers are primarily devoted to a particular chorus, or maybe two or three choruses, and I think Bud Patterson would agree that if you want to make a grand gesture, it is fitting and natural that you make it to the group that has nurtured you as a choral singer. So that it can continue to nurture others. But if you would like to make a small gesture to do your bit for the ensemble of choruses, if you will, please consider a gift to Choral Arts New England as well. Our purpose is to encourage choral excellence in New England, to preserve Bud Patterson's legacy by making our region a place where choral music at all levels can continue to thrive, to ensure that everyone who loves to sing can find musical homes where we can learn and grow as musicians and share our love of this incredible art form. Thank you. And now, before I introduce Allie, she gave me a quote from Bud Patterson that I just have to share. Bud waxed philosophical in a 1950 letter to new members of the Chorus Pro Musica, the chorus that he founded in 1949. He said, "I have an idea that people join choruses to experience self-expression and also the oneness of a number of humans, all and together, looking for the highest expression of a big thought in music." So I think we can all agree on that. Now I'd like to introduce Allison Cagle, who will be moderating today's panel discussion. Since 2007, Allie has been the artistic director Chorus, which was founded in 1989 by Jody Hill Simpson, from whom we will be hearing later this afternoon. In her position at HALS, Allie has prepared children to sing under Sir Colin Davis, Raphael Frubeck de Bordos, David Hoos, and Bernard Haitink. Allie graduated from Yale with a bachelor's in arts of music and English and received her master's in music from the Longy School of Music in Cambridge. She came to HALS from Phillips Exeter Academy, where she conducted the Women's Chorus and the Glee Club, taught a performance master class, and gave private vocal instruction. Allie has served on the board of directors of Choral Arts New England since 2008. I'm delighted that she's agreed to join us today, and I will now turn the proceedings over to her.